And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are going to take our break right now, talking with Flo Magdalena about the Akashic Records. We're going to continue with that in the second half of our program, but right now we're going to delve into the astrological records. Well, maybe it's not records so much as predictions. Well, maybe not so much predictions as what's going on in the now, in the moment. It's the first day of December. I'm still kind of perplexed by that whole concept, Beth.
Don't think too much about that.
I'm trying not to. It makes you've heard the phrase, makes your head spin or I can't wrap your brain around it. You know, you can't do both of those at the same time. Needless to say, it kind of feels like that a little bit. Here we are in Sagittarius, and we're heading towards the end of the year, and a lot of things are happening. I'm recovering from my own little stuff that's, I know everybody seems to be getting it, and I'm doing everything I can not to share it. So instead of shaking hands, I do knuckle bumps. Or I just wave. And that seems to work fairly well. But tell us a little bit about Sagittarius as we are heading into the final month of 2012.
Well, there's so much to say about Sagittarius. Sagittarius, in my opinion, is one of the fun... Sagittarius and Leo, I think, are the two most fun signs of the zodiac. They're very social. Sagittarius is very gregarious and fun. It rules parties, you know, and how awesome is that to have the sign that rules parties happening at, you know, holiday party season?
Exactly. It's,
right. And in a small town like this one, you know, for me, it's not just this is kind of the beginning of cold, a real beginning of cold and flu season, but it's also a season where there's, you know, on any given weekend for the next couple of weeks, you get more invitations to do stuff than you can realistically do.
And
that's Sagittarius.
And
it's over the top.
Yes, and it would behoove
us. Very big.
To take it easy. Enjoy,
right.
Go ahead and celebrate. But in this case, the phrase, you know, everything in moderation, well, even partying in moderation, because you do need your rest. One of the key factors is sleep that helps your immune system, as I have been learning. And that you really, if you want to avoid what you're hearing in my voice today, then get the rest you need. Yeah.
And the other little shout out I always have to do this time of year because Sagittarius also does rule getting a little bit out of reality, you know, overestimating your abilities and stuff like that.
Okay.
If you're partying this holiday season, take a cab. Have a designated driver.
Yes.
This is always the time of year when people get into some trouble. And so, you know, it's the smart thing to do. It's just the smart thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's and I find it interesting, too, that in addition to those attributes of Sagittarius, of course, we have one of the main characters, if you will. Some would say he's not just a character, but you have the gift-giving aspect, the generosity, if you will, of old Saint Nick, or just that spirit of the claws, as it were.
Largesse, yes. In the ancient Greek and Roman mythology, Sagittarius was ruled by the Bacchus and Dionysus and Jupiter. You know, planets that are so very generous and that rule largesse, and a real open heart. You know, very very big hearted, and gracious and tolerant. The ability to understand and love and embrace all peoples.
Here's an interesting twist on that. We're going to be invited not just to parties, but we're also going to be invited maybe at our workplaces to participate, especially if there are large numbers of employees, in a gift exchange, a secret Santa, and so forth. And down through the year, we have been experiencing the behavior of our coworkers, and some of that behavior hasn't been the best and made me think of, you know, Santa's keeping a list and he's checking it twice to see who's been naughty and nice. And some people are going to feel like, you know, I really don't want to participate in this thing because these people have just been knuckleheads all year long. Why should they deserve to, you know, get something from me, or why should I even participate? Because I really don't like these people that well. And I'm having to wonder if maybe this is the time of the year when we start reflecting on that attitude and realizing that, all right, so we didn't do so well the first 11 months of the year. All right, we get a shot here in month number 12 to sort of turn that around a little bit and participate. And say,
well, and this conversation may spill over into next week. It's not our place to judge.
Okay.
There is a divinity in all things, and even the most curmudgeonly of our friends and family and associates are human too, and there's reasons for their unconsciousness. There's reasons for their faults, and some days we're the ones other people are saying that about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so you always have to have that in mind. You always have to lead put your best foot forward,
yeah.
Give people the benefit of the doubt, and don't carry your baggage into these kinds of workplace situations.
Yeah.
It's not healthy or safe, especially with the economy being that way, way, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of families now are doing this, extended families are doing the Secret Santa thing too, because it's just smarter,
yeah.
Money-wise. You know, they say smart money lives 15% lower than its means.
Mm.
You know, and most Americans aren't smart with money.
Yeah.
And so it's really about just, you know, Sagittarius rules higher education, higher learning, universities, and being really, really, really smart. And so in addition to this enlightened attitude of being compassionate and forgiving and non-judgmental, you also need to be smart in these with your gift giving,
yeah.
And do something that's useful. Gift cards, especially for some sort of little like treat luxury thing to a day spa or out to dinner somewhere or a cruise. You know, the some of the stuff we have out here in the harbor. You know, it's. There are ways you can bridge. There are ways you can use these Secret Santa and holiday parties and family gift giving things to bridge your own personal gaps.
Yes.
And use them to be in the spirit of the season.
Yeah.
And rise above. The Magi who gave those gifts to the Christ child did not know him or his people, and yet they gave.
Yeah.
That's the spirit that we have to stand in.
Isn't that, that's an interesting subject even for another program. And
we'll
talk more about this next week as we get further into December and Sagittarius. Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, and we will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and stay tuned. More with Flo Magdalena coming up.